New Jersey fines DraftKings for incorrect reporting of sports data. Gambling regulators, the Division of Gaming Enforcement, DGE, in New Jersey, have announced they have issued DraftKings, the sportsbook operator, with a fine of $100,000 for reporting incorrect sports betting data as part of its trading figure returns to the state. Concerns by the DGE in New Jersey were raised when it became apparent DraftKings had issues with its reporting of sports betting revenue in other U.S. states, Illinois and Oregon. Regulators in these states had concerns with the accuracy of DraftKings' revenue returns, and on the investigation, the DGE found similar problems in the operator's New Jersey sports revenue returns. The regulators had to reissue sports betting data for the period where DraftKings had reported incorrect figures. The DGE stated this was the first time in 13 years it had republished revenues from gambling operators in the state. DraftKings implements new compliance procedures. The DGE warned leadership at DraftKings in June that this situation is not acceptable in the state of New Jersey, and this was the reason for the penalty fine. In response, the sportsbook operator said the errors had arisen due to a problem with a new database, and certain bets being listed incorrectly. Originally, the operator tried to say this was a minor issue and not important because it did not affect the taxable revenue of the company. However, the DGE said that all sports betting data should be accurate to give a true reflection of sportsbook revenue earned in New Jersey. DraftKings admitted these errors had caused a serious issue and had implemented new procedures that bring the operator into compliance with gaming legislation in the U.S. state. Quote, "We value our relationship with the DGE and are committed to ensuring compliance with all regulatory guidelines. There was an error in the reporting of our wagering mix breakdown to the state that we have corrected by implementing additional controls." Statement. DraftKings. Earlier this month, DraftKings announced it may sell VSiN back to its former owner.